Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Andisholuto, you know, it's important to not despise the father and to stick to the question. I mean, I've been listening for almost 3 minutes. And this WhatsApp is just over 4 minutes, but I listened for almost 3 minutes. There's nothing that has to do with what we are talking about. How do you feel after sending a message like this? How do you feel? What kind of respect do you think people think you give them when you send a message like this? And other presenters have spoken that they don't listen to Memorin. I think it's only me who listens to her. And I won't stop. I will continue to listen to her. But you can never despise the word of the Father for just being implicit and talking something that is other than that, and actually passing on demonic remarks and speaking as if everybody else is wrong because they don't do what you do. That's the only attention I will give that.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Now, when you look into the essence of obedience, we also see, amongst other things, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Wayne, I don't know what is happening with your message, man. Your message, it says your message are not supported. So I can't see them. They don't print. They don't print on the screen. It says they are unsupported. Please check if there's something wrong there. Sipo, I am looking also, and this is just fantastic, man. I'm looking at the life of Abraham and the life of Noah. So I'll be going backwards and jump again and look at the life of Bezaleel and Joshua and Hezekiah. But if you look into the life of Noah, and many people never look into Noah, I mean, let alone reading the book of Noah, people don't. They don't read the book of Noah. But check, there is something amazing there. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, thus Noah did according to all that Yahuwah commanded him. So he did. Everything that Yahuwah commanded him, he did. But there is something that we don't see in Noah. If you do everything that the Father commands you to do, you become perfect. He says, be perfect, for I am perfect. And yep. Then he shows you how, yep, by his word. He prompts you by his word into that perfection. There is the essence of obedience, holiness, perfection. Yep. Sipo, what say you, sir?
That's very true. Is the Uncle align us into his perfect will only if we're becoming obedient to what he has commanded us. And this true is ukuthi impilo yonke ka Noah, he was saved with 8 people, the family. It is because he was obedient to God's word. And the ingakho kubalulekile ukuthi when you want to see the salvation of the Lord in all aspects of our life, let us be obedient to God's command. In other ways, in our life socially, in our private space, in our finances, in all aspects of our life, we will see excellency in everything that we do because of the obedience. Because in his obedience, there will be a holy, divine protection. While obedience, unkulunkulu. So now, you must not fund obedience. This is unkulunkulu. Definitely, for this, because of another holy thing, ebhela kuNkulunkulu ifethi be holy as I'm holy. There will be that thing as set apart. Sibe different ukuthi siyambona mani umambane wadayisa amagwinya kodwa la dayiswa umuntu obedience to God's word kunanda thing ehlukile. In other words, kuba ne special anointing. Something engakhona uyexplain but that shows ukuthi this holy thing evela kuNkulunkulu because of the obedience to his word.
I hear you quite well. This is just fantastic. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about the very essence of obedience. What comes to mind?
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, here's another one. This is from Umfundisi Philip Masango saying, Izwe linemihelo liyazala. Izwe linemihelo liyazala ububi bakhulelwe ukona bazala amanga uNkulunkulu uswele isibeletho zokomoya lapho angazala izinto zobuNkulunkulu izibeletho ezisendlini kaNkulunkulu ezenyama kodwa uJehova ufuna izibeletho zokomoya. The church is delaying the process of God giving birth if we can obey him and be obedient to his truth and spirit. Psalms chapter 7, verses 14. Ubaba u Philip Masango there. We really appreciate. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Drop us a voice note also. 082-657-2729.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Beautiful song there, the Williams Brothers. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends then, and of course, we are together right through up to the hour 7. You and I, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, and let's hear what you say. And of course, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. All right, and also give us a shout directly there on the line, 012-334-1322. Like I said, I'm just going to play some beautiful old songs, beautiful ones that you haven't heard in a while, man, that you haven't heard in a while. And of course, I will play those songs. Sipho, bong lahlekele kancane buthi, so buyile. Now, let's look into this. Another benefit or another essence of obedience. This is fantastic, man. So you spoke about Abraham. You spoke about him. Many people do not understand the symbol of Isaac. They don't.
The so.
Or maybe they do understand, but they don't talk about it. Let me say, they don't talk about it. I don't know whether they don't understand, but they don't talk about it. Now, if you look into Genesis 22, verses 2, it says, the father says, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And so he split the wood and the burnt offering and arose and went up to the place which the Elohim had shown him. Remember, his son asked him, Father, I see we have everything we need for the offering. But where is the lamb for the offering? And then he says to his son, the Elohim will provide. He says to his son, the Elohim will provide. He didn't mean that the Elohim will bring a substitute for Isaac. He was referring to Isaac. Now, but Isaac, as a son of sacrifice, is the symbolic, because now Abraham believed. He becomes the symbolic of the son of the Most High, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself, who was offered as a sacrifice. Now, okay, The word says, he says to Abraham, through Isaac, you will father many nations, as numerous as the sands of the seashores. Listen to this. Through Christ, Yahuwah fathers many nations, as numerous as the shores of the seas. The essence of obedience in the life of Isaac was the symbol of the Messiah which is coming. Isaac had guaranteed salvation in his household through his obedience. If we obey the Father, the essence of our obedience is our own salvation, or the salvation that will come to our nation, or the salvation that will come to our houses. Sipho, uthini ke wena?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Remember, through faith, it makes it, Mfundisi, ukuthi akwazi to receive the Isaac that was promised.
Mm.
And it is through that trust in the Father that makes him to allow him to go through what he went through. And through the promises of the Lord, he received, Mfundisi. And long work, it shows he was obedient to everything that God commands him. He was rewarded of his obedience. For to us as Christians, nowadays, it must teach us directly or indirectly. So, when we obey God, even if we don't understand, sometimes we won't understand black show analysis card. So, with our feelings and our emotions. But when we surrender everything what we are unto God, definitely we become obedient, then we'll see his miracle, we'll see his wonders. That is why he was not told before that we'll receive the ram that was offered on behalf of his son. But through what he has went through the obedience, he received the miracle. God has provided something for him, of which was a symbolic of the Christ that we'll receive in the future. So it shows in total surrendering our life, our everything unto God. Definitely, we're opening doors for us for blessing to come in. That is why it's important. Njengebandla kaNkulunkulu, asimlaleni uNkulunkulu noma isimo siyavuma noma sivume, sizobonisana kaNkulunkulu working on our behalf, and we see wonders even in our families, in our marriages, in any areas of our life.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this very matter.
Side to side in our numbers. Across the left, key tackle from Colby. Tune in for Pulpit Sport every Monday at 6 p.m. for your latest sporting news and interviews. Your host, Dwayne van Rensburg, speaks to your favorite Christian sportsmen and women who share their journeys on and off the fields. Be inspired and listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or find the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Bye-bye.
Bongi Chubang, bingelelege, kwemfundisi uRay, bingelelege, namagesti wo esestudio, nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit, egameni lika Jesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko sanamhlanje sithi the essence of obedience. Ukubaluleka ke kokuthobela ke nokwenza izwi likaNkoloNkolo. Obedience is subjection to the authority of God or human being, subjection to the will of God and to his commands. Jesus always did the will of God. Yini izinto esihlomulayo ngokwenza ke nokuthobela ke izwi likaNkoloNkolo. Sifunde incwadi kaExodus chapter 19 verse 5. Ifundeka kanje. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. UNkulunkulu uthi uma sithobela ke izwi lakhe silenza siyoba igugu kuye kunazo zonke izizwe. Exodus chapter 23 verse 22. But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies. And an adversary to your adversaries. Uma sithobela ke izwi likaNkoloNkolo silenza, yena uzoba isitha sezitha zethu, aphambane nabaphambana ke nathi. Job chapter 36 verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their years in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23. Uthi uma sithobela ke izwi lakhe silenza kuzoba kuhle kithi. It will be well with us. Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 4. We shall be his people and he will be our God. Sizoba ke ngabantu bakhe abe uNkoloNkolo wethu uma sithobela ke izwi lakhe silenza. Acts chapter 5 verse 32. God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. UNkulunkulu unikeza ke umoya engcwele kulabo abamthobelayo. Sifunde ke encwadini yabase Efeso, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. Children, obey your parents to the Lord, for this is right. 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. 3. That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Abantwana uma ke bethobela ke behlonipha ke abazali babo bayothola ke impilo ke ende emhlabeni, baphile ke isikhathi eside ngokuthobela abazali babo. Colossians chapter 3 verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord. Uthi abantwana abahloniphe abazali babo kuzo zonke ke izinto lokho ke kuthokozisa ke uNkulunkulu angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusise ke egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha ameni
Amen. Awuzwa ke siyabonga kakhulu inkosi ikubusise ngendlela isimanga. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. You can also drop us a voice note there on the WhatsApp 0826572729. Here's an old song again.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
I told you, she could sing in those days, eh? She could really sing in those days. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, and of course, we are talking about the essence of obedience. What is the essence of obedience? Or perhaps maybe one should ask a question. Do they teach about the essence of obedience where you fellowship? Yes or no? Send an answer. Just say yes or no. You can be anonymous and just say yes or no. And let's hear what you say. Otherwise, give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumel. Hi.
Hey, sawubona Dumel.
Butwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngigamela ishilo uThixo Jesu Kristu.
Kunjani kodwa?
Ah, siyaphila brother.
Hayi siyaphila bhuti man.
Ibulise no Pastor Khadebe no Pastor JD Dominic noma ehambile.
Awuzeke.
The importance of obedience, brother.
Mm.
The importance of obedience and the fruit is if we are operating in our God authority.
Mm.
Living in harmony with God. Then daily victories and fruitfulness are assured, Brother Ray. With Satan as a Kubega attacking us, the Holy Spirit will protect us. No matter what fear, our trials and tribulation, as a Shazela or Rama failures, we must keep on obeying God in the area of our failures. With Satan as a Kuluma, Zati, you are a failure. You don't qualify to be God's child. Let us keep on worshiping and praying because Jesus Christ gave his life for all of us, brethren.
Yeah.
The devil will continue to accuse us. Singapelelo ithemba, brethren. Because we have Jesus Christ, who is our advocate and savior. Osemazulwini interceding for us.
Yes.
1 Peter 3, verse 12, it is, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. And his ears are open to their prayer. That is obedience, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
the time. Thank you so much, my friend. May the Father bless you too.
May the Father bless you too, my brother.
Hallelujah. 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 We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Want to hear from you as to what you make of this. It happens much at the times, the very aspect and essence of the notion of the essence of obedience. It's something that we overlook. And we really need to be careful with regards to that. We need to be careful with regards to that. I want to hear from you as to what you make of it. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you as to what you say about the matter. Right. And also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Like I said, I will play some good old music. Good old music. That you haven't heard in a long time. Good old music that you haven't heard in a long time. And I trust that as I do so, the Father will just bless you so much in a mighty way. Now, there's a song that I always loved to play when I was a boy. And one of the things that made me to play the song, it's because According to me, it was played by legends of music. In Attridgeville, there were those people we used to call legends of music, and they played good music. But hey, that was then. So wanna do my la hi. So wanna do my la hi. You're on Radio Pulpit. Hello. All right. I see there. 012-334-1322. And I'm going to play that song for you. And I think you will enjoy that song. Sipho, let me bring this to you then. Now, when we talk about the very aspect of obedience, it's just amazing. If you look into Joseph and Mary, the essence of their obedience was found in the safety and ushering of the Son of the Most High. In Luke chapter 2, verse 39. Let me take a call. Sawona Dumela, hi. Dumela, Sawona. Okay, let's leave it. Now, I'm looking at Luke chapter 2, verse 39. It says, so when they had performed all things according to the law of the Elohim, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. And this is in the ushering of salvation. For salvation, in the ushering of salvation, if we do everything according to the law of the Father, we are ushering salvation into our own homes, into our own lives, into the lives of our own people. Sipho.
That's very true for this indeed. Remember, if he didn't do that, he didn't have salvation today.
Mm.
So this small nyanas obedience of God's word, it takes us too far. That is why it's important. In whatever space, obey. When he said give. When he say advise, spend quality time with such people. Those little hours in time that God allow me command you to do, just obey.
Mm.
Then you will see the benefit and the essence of it later, even if you don't understand it now.
Mm. Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. I am keen to hear from you. We're taking your calls. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Very well. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, my brother.
Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Tara, it's me, Tumisani.
Nyaguzo, to me.
Hey, Tara, hey, well, I can't call you just a boy. Nyambo, Kulukulu, Kilagilivi, Yangbin, and King, and Yanela, Payanala.
Oh, sorry.
I'm teaching you, Father, in Agushim, Pini, go to Age, Eson Twin Batia, Egamo.
Ah. Hey, daughter.
Hey, my friend. Hey, nobody will sign the ring nice card.
Yeah,
obedience,
yeah.
The essence of obedience.
Mm.
Everything about God, my brother, is obedience.
Yeah, bo.
The obedience is the kalaga is your good mountain to a top and lapel. Best home to an el top and lapel.
Yeah,
a leg.
Uh-huh.
We're born a little satisfaction with all our rooms.
Yeah,
you would see Uguzala Uzelula.
Uh-huh.
I start looming in the way Gucci, whom to add down a responsibility 1-1. Really, I'm totally itchy. Singing on dwelling at man itchy arch. The obedience is like that. It's in the relationship level.
Yes.
Not in the court level. But my father is like this, my father is like that.
Mm.
Or my mother is like this, or my mother like that.
Yeah.
Ngoba thina sikhuluma ngeperspective yomntwana ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi yithi singabantwana bakhe.
Absolutely.
Indaba enkulu ibe laphaya kuthi. Usekhona Pastor Ren?
Ya, ngisesekhona
dude. Yeah. Angithi uyakhumbula ukuthi uSaul uNkulunkulu yena ewubaba umuphe i-kingdom angithi uye umkhethile. Ngoba emuthe kunabo bonke abantu beIsrayeli. Technical, from the God point of view.
Yeah.
kodwa inkingi vela la ukuthi ye mntana nami yenza lokhu yena akakwenzi nayo ke into ezisinkulunkulu kushoyo
ya
uthi ke uSamuel emkhalela ukuthi kodwa ngiyakwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu angeke kumise ilanga mawuqeda ukuthi ilanga alingami la kumele lime khona uNkulunkulu uyemhlele uSamuel uthi tshela uSaul ukuthi obedi.
Oh no, man. To me, I seem to have lost you there. I don't know why, man. But I have lost you a bit. I don't know why. We're still taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Mam Maureen.
Goeie naand my broer. Broer? Ah, reël God.
Yes ma'am.
Ek sal die Afrika's break.
Yo.
You know ek luister, I'm watching here. I'm watching Cake and Kayer. Hulle moet praat Afrikaans. Mense praat English. Ah, you know, Brother Ray. Brother Ray, the mensa. I can hear their place, man. They know they don't know their space, man. At Leicester, I am watching. I'm viewing Innis. With Cake and Kayer. Cake and Kayer. As Africans net, ni any other language. As they bring their language, meaning that they are breaking the rules, man. My broer, my brother, God, the year is good altijd. The year is good altijd. I'm watching Innis. I'm watching Innis. Innis, knees. As Africans, mense moet praat Afrikaans, nie any other language. As you praat any other language, meaning that you are breaking the rules. Ha! Even if we have not received Christ as our Lord and Savior, ethics, some ethics way to man, our conduct. Our conduct. Ah, my brother. And here, my brother in the Lord. My brother in the corner.
The
year is good, altijd.
Yeah.
Goeienand. Goeienand, man. Mensen, man. Mensen, man. Abbasaz, you know, they don't know their space, man. Actually, the Africans break. A cluster van the Africans knees. Hele moet praat Afrikaans. Hele moet praat Afrikaans. Nie any other language, nie. man, by last year, man, yes, by last. By last, my brood. By last, the year is good, outdate. Goeie nant.
Yeah, I zaboya. Mama Mara, unoguti mauke tukwenza ii WhatsApp besu ya ilalela. I think there is something wrong with how you pack up your messages. And respectfully so. I'm getting calls that I should cut you off. But I won't. I'm going to be so patient with you. So much patient with you. And I will love you for that.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, here's another one from M. Says, hi, Brother Ray. Is this woman okay? Mom Maureen, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but she's off the topic. Let me tell you, M, it's always the case. It's always the case. But I choose to be very, very patient with her. Very patient. Because I said, I will give everyone a chance. I said that. All right, here's another one. Says, Pastor Ray, please pray for me for more power to rule over sin. Obedience. Obedience. Then you'll overcome sin. Obedience. We pray for you that may you live a life of obedience. Hello there. Hi.
Hi, Pastor Ray.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, it's you, right?
Yes, it's Ray here.
Amen. So, we won't pray. To pick it up there. So, yeah. God answers to someone that tells Saul that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
Now, these are two ways of thinking. The other one is thinking, Uguchi, I must do, yeah, I must, you know, you are big, you know, you make the sun, you make this, this. Let me also show you that I can make that. God says, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking from the sun out of you.
Yeah.
I'm looking for relationship. And Christ Jesus later says, remain in my love, as I also remain in my Father's love. Now, God's love language is not like human love language. Most of the time, this is just an example. We're coming from wherever, you know. But before you propose, a girl will say, you know, I used to joke about this, joking. Look, you know, in my home, they've got 5 quantum, you know, I can take. And then the girl go like, "Hey, I love you," because of. Now God's language is not even what that would lead to, not even romantic love, Pastor. God's love language is keeping His commandment. And you feel exactly the same as you feel, the way you feel towards your wife, when you keep His commandments. And God goes back and say, further actually, and say, my ways are higher than your ways.
Yeah.
Because I created you human, and I've given you human love and life and reproduction and everything that we enjoy as people. But there's nothing wrong with that. We should. But put a demarcation line between that and the devotion unto God. Because what God wants to tell you is something that other people used to say, devote Jews. You remember that day we talked about the 144,000 who were devout. It's also a life unto God. And by devout, they even sacrifice their natural rights. Not that God won't test them, but they were actually wanting God to be first before the natural life comes. So God wants you to obey him first, to show him love, then he will bless you. So the essence of obedience is the very essence of your very existence. No obedience, you are doomed.
Ngilahlekele futhi. Unfortunately, I know many people say, Marari, why you lalelu mama leyana? She has an ample chance. The very fact, you can't say someone is not okay, there's no hope of them being okay, if they're able to dial the number. I pray that they be healing as she does so. She must be healed.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, sir.
Daba. Labalaleli bonke be radio pulpit. Ngizathanda ukubonga kakhulu Pastor Ray kuba lawe ama topics osinika wona.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Father.
Asesikhulisile.
Glory to the Father alone.
Abanye siwathola ama topics emabandleni ethu. Thank you so much. May God keep you for us. Thank you so much. Edson Piri, niwea eZimbabwe. Niwa kakhulu kakhulu. So nye Zimbabwe, I can't.
I hear you, Edson. I hear you. Thank you so much. I hear you. Thank you so much. Sipo, you know, much of the times we are impatient because abantu, they don't make the sense that we make. And we become very much impatient. But, you know, one day, if you can say, by listening to the program, I was able to witness the Father healing a person from instabilities of mindsets, it would be so beautiful. You know, it would be so beautiful. But hey, nevertheless, time has gone. Sipo, just 1 minute, sir.
We give God the glory from this. Lastly, from this, let us not quench the spirit of God. We'll always help us to be obedient to God's word. And thank you for the demonstration of being patient to the call of the God bless you and all the listeners.
May the Father be glorified at all times. We shall never make a mistake of not giving the Father all the glory. To the Elohim be all the glory, the majesty, and the honor for what he is doing. It's not man's doing. It's not by flesh. If it was by flesh, one would be tired by now. But hey, thank you so much. Sipho, ngiyabonga mngani wami. Next week, siyobamba indaba emnandi la, rejecting instruction. How are we rejecting instruction? So bambaleo, ivigel zayo lapo sipo. Thank you.
To God be the glory. City Paul Post Bani Balaleli signing out. God bless you. Amen. Dominic.
Ukonzi mauti pele, ungakhohlwa.
Ukonzi mruti, radara.
Ndoda ngibona ugqoke enye isuti enhle uphethe neflaga ngithi ya. Hayi. Yeah man. Thank you. I was like, and then of course, thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Every WhatsApp, every call, every voice note, every listening, every prayer that has been sent. Thank you so much. The blessings, the instructions of the Father, in everything that has been taught, we give the Father all the glory, all the majesty, and all the honor. There's none like him in our lives. From me, Ray, it's been wonderful. And I say, Tuda, Rabah.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.